Hi, guys, and welcome to our show at Go Run for Fun Fitness. And I'm waiting for Melissa to get on. I know that I love Melissa. You know why? She's a great co-host with me. But one of the things that she does is she has she's been going through some challenges with dental, you know, getting a lot of dental work done. And bless her heart, she's come on the show before and gotten out of the dentist and didn't even talk funny. You guys didn't think that, right? So anyway, on that note, it is nice to see you. Nice to talk to you guys. And I know that she'll be here in just a few minutes, I'm assuming, and usually she'll come right away. And so welcome to the show. A lot of us are preparing for, for the fun fitness and, running the half marathon. I know that Melissa is planning on running one in September. I was thinking about going up there with her, so we'll see. I thought to myself, you know what, I really need to be posting some of my times. So I think today when I run, I'm going to post my time. Wouldn't that be cool? And if you're posting your run times, we'd love to see them on Go Run for Fun Fitness. Post your times and just share, you know, so it can inspire everybody else, right? Isn't that cool? Melissa has put a lot of posts up there for people to inspire them. And, you know, she told me yesterday, she goes, I'm telling you what I did. Instead of working, I sit down for 30 minutes and listen to Tony Robbins. I was like, yay. I said, she motivates and inspires me and has her teeth done and gets on the show. Nobody knows it. And she sounds normal and good. And if it was me, I'd be sounding like a drunk, right? You know how you sound when oh, wow. Okay, here she is. Hold on.
I'm coming.
All right. I was sitting there telling everybody, Melissa's here with me. Sorry about the, phase off. Anyway, Melissa, I was sharing with everybody about you getting on the show when you have your teeth worked on, and you've had quite a bit of dental work, and you've been, and it's not been easy dental work, right? You still run, and you still take care of four little girls, or three little girls, and one that thinks she's grown up, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mine, right? She thinks she's a grown up too. Anyway, but they're still young women turning into adults, so it's all good.
Yeah.
And
yep.
we're forever 21. And on that note, I saw that picture that you posted of the 102 gal, 102
yeah,
years old,
and she started running at 100. Would you believe it? That's crazy.
100. I know. 102. I was sitting there. I have a friend of mine, she says, I'm going to give that to my mom. Her mom is going through some real changes, and poor mom, right? That's what she's saying, poor me. And I was like, wowzer, that lady. And she broke, read her information, and she broke a record, not for 102, right? Because she's only heard probably no one else. What do I know? And maybe there is. Maybe this whole group of them. But she broke a world record. Did you know that? I mean, she's got it in her information. I know you know that because you probably listened. You're the one that posted it on our Go Run for Fun.
Yeah, I was absolutely shocked. And you know what? Anything is possible. I mean, put your mind to it. That's what it tells me.
Right? I know. I was sitting there going, wow, I love you, man. You got that out there for everybody. Somebody called me today. They said, hey, I want to go put my stuff and run with you guys. And she goes, what is it? Fun something? I was like, well, that works. She says, I only ran for 15 minutes and I thought I was going to die. I said, go in there, you'll see. And I said, there's a 102-year-old woman. She goes, how long has she been running? 2 years.
2 years. Oh my God. And she doesn't even look 102. It's crazy.
I know.
Hopefully it's not like false news, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, anyway. Or she's faceless later, right? So I'm 70 instead of 100, huh? Anyway, no, she's an inspiration to us all, especially runners. So you guys that are listening now or listening to it later, you got to go check it out. Go Run for Fitness. And Melissa, thank you so much for putting that up. And I know that you've been posting a lot of stuff. And we're starting a run club. And I've got like 20 balls in the air, but Melissa has 50 balls and she's doing stuff. So I said, okay, she's my inspiration. And on that note,
aww,
you really are. You're just amazing. So So tomorrow, well, today I'm going to start posting some of my times on running. So I got to figure out what today is. Yesterday I biked and I ran. So I've got to do cardio today. I'm going to run today, and I'm also going to do some strength training, right? Nothing like a little strength training to get the ball rolling.
Yep.
So tell me about you. You're running. Listen, it is hard to be a prophet in your own home with your family, and you're the youngest of two other, well, you're the youngest of three sisters. And so, you know, you went running with your sister yesterday, and tell us about that.
She's more like an avid walker, but since she has seen what I have accomplished, I said it can't hurt to do a little intervals. And now she's doing intervals. I thought we were just walking, and all of a sudden this buzzer goes off. I'm like, what the hell was that? And she goes, oh, it's time to run. I was like, oh, that was a surprise.
Oh, that's cute. So she says, I'm going to run. Good for her.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that. Good for you. You know, I think change happens from the inside out. If you can get that rather than just from the outside in, great. So I know you've been working a lot on yourself. And, you know, Melissa loves to run. I'm saying that. I know you do. Me too. Exactly. So
I really have to quit my job and just run.
Yeah. Just go run. I said, what's a motto for us, Melissa? Go run. Okay. And she said,
it would.
You said at the end of every show. So
yep.
I was just telling people that you listened to Tony Robbins 30 minutes yesterday. And
another 45 minutes at night before bed.
Before bed. Oh, my goodness. You and Russ, you guys are going to be all like no more couch potatoes, only moving and grooving and running. So on that note, give us some of the inside out, because can we start with you? And then I know with your family, too, as well. So what's going on there? Share that with us, because I think you're a great example of and training for the marathon, half marathon in September, and I'm getting ready to run this week, and then there's some Mother's Day run that I'd love to do, because I love stuff like that, but at an event. So tell us about what you're doing and how's it affected you. You know, you and I've been working together now, and we've got this show, we've got a Instagram page, and we're starting a run club. There's two runners right now, me and Melissa, and now her sister. Okay. And
Amy G. Where's Amy G lately?
Amy G starting to run. She went to that.
Shout out to Amy G.
Yeah. Hey, Amy G, running with us. Okay. Go run, Amy. Anyway, she's at the dentist actually this morning. She goes, well, I'm going to run. I told her about the 102-year-old lady. She goes, well, I'm really fat. Does that matter? I go, no, don't. You get lean when you run. So she's not really bad. But, she's like really nurturing herself. So what's happened with you? How did you do it? Because you sound so different than when I first met you. You're more confident. I know confidence is a big thing, right? Listen to Tony Robbins is huge, but go ahead, share with us what you're doing.
Well, it's huge because, I mean, Tony kind of like taps into the inner like drive and kind of gets you pumped up to, you know, you can accomplish anything you want. It's that positive reinforcement that most of us probably don't listen to most of the time. We're sitting there just being negative to ourselves and walking past the mirror or walking even past a window and saying, yeah, right. Yeah, I can run. Uh-huh. You know, it's always negative. So he gives me a little extra push of you can do this. You will do this. And if you set schedules and be very methodical, very routine, it'll become second nature, and you, only good will happen.
Right.
You will accomplish anything positive.
That's good. I like it. So he makes you feel you can do it. I remember telling a friend of mine, she goes, yeah, I've been listening to Tony Robbins. I was like, wait. She goes, I'm going to go exercise. I go, don't forget your tennis shoes. Yeah, I was getting ready to run out here. I was so excited. She actually's living in Virginia, so just so you know. But so you're doing, that's what you're doing, and I know that you've got your sister there running with you. I think you got another buddy you were actually running with, weren't you? Or you guys were starting to run, or what's the story?
Yes. Well, the story is weather has been a deterrent, and then we had holidays, and then she had work.
Okay. Work's always the one that gets
it kind of just, it stifles it. I'm hoping. We haven't yet, which is
okay.
Sad. But, things get in the way. And that's another thing. Tony says, you carve out time. There's no reason for it. You can get out there. Even if it's a half an hour, 15 minutes, whatever. It changes your mindset.
I gotcha.
So I'm trying. I'm trying to, because I tend to do work, to put work ahead of myself, my family ahead of myself. Everything's ahead of myself. So I'm working on trying to put me and schedule and put on the calendar and go for it.
Yeah, you know, that's cool, because I tell you something. I'm going to say this, because, and I love your family. I know your daughter, your eldest daughter's going to drive you. I always say my eldest daughter's going to drive me to drink sometimes, right? So,
like, for real.
Right. Where's the wine? Right. I froze the margarita. Just kidding. And, yeah, right. So I know that, you know, it's time. Let me give you this. I was telling, and this will make sense to you because I know you and I have talked about it many times, and I want to see your thoughts on it. So I have a friend of mine. She goes, my daughter is doing the same thing I do with guys. She's a single mom. I was like, well, really? So, you know, if you want your daughter, you want your friends, you want your family, you want your husband, your wife to be the best version of themselves and to support you and you support them, then you got to be the change they want to see. And I said, she hears that from you. I said, because you are always doubting yourself. You have this fake scenario going on in your head, what he is thinking about, or for men, for what she is thinking about, and what we really think about, what other people are looking at or seeing. And most people don't look at you when you go running. I mean, they may, but they're not doing it to judge you. They're looking at seeing how you do it and if they can do it better, right, or pick something up from you. Or people aren't looking at you thinking, oh, how she looks or whatever. Most of the time they're not. They're thinking about their own life, their own dramas going on in their own head, right? You know, so So I really feel if you want to be something or want to be something different, be the change you want to see. And, you know, in your mate. You know, I get so mad at mine. He bought his cat down here. And to get along with my two dogs, and they're doing good, and the cat's doing good, right? But he's like, and I was like, okay, I got to be really sweet because I love all animals. You're gonna talk about that, and because you got a rescue dog, I got a rescue dog, and you know, and I'd adopt them all if I could. But I just said, okay, I want him to be sweet, and I want him to be nice, so I need to be sweet and nice to him, even when he's not sweet and nice. It's working, it's like a miracle. Imagine that. Who knew? Okay, and you know, I was like, my hat's off to you guys who've been living or being with your mate for a really long time. I just moved in with mine in January, and running has been such a salvation for me rather than lashing out. Okay, so you know, and I go, boy, I'll think about that run. Put on some, you don't run with music. I admire that, but I'll run with music and think about running, being my own best. You know, dominating my own performance in running. And so then I have to go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say because
I was going
to
say my husband. He's always said you are such a better person when you come back from running.
Does he say
go
that?
Go run. Yeah. That's what
go
he
run.
Says to me. Go run.
I love
go.
That. Go run. That's where you get that from. Okay.
Probably because I mean he knows that I become a different person when I get that in and I love it and I feel good.
So you're
my world
changing.
Is different. Yep.
You're the change you want to see when you run, right? So, and you're the change you want to see with your daughters when you run because you've got four of them. And how about your sisters? Do they see you different now because you've been working on yourself and everything like that? What do you think? Do they see? I'm gonna use my psychic
maybe.
Ability. I think they do. I'm using my psychic ability. Can I do that now?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Winston is agreeing with me. He's in the background.
She's like, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I've come to a point where I'd hope that they would see the difference. But you know what?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I don't have to get their approval, their acceptance, their whatever.
That's huge.
One said it was too, why is she doing that? It's too expensive to do running. Are you serious?
Right.
I got four kids. I know how to pinch a penny, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, all you need is shoes and some sweat. That's it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that they're like, huh, she's not bothering. She's not suffering. She's actually happy. What's going on?
And so why isn't she calling and being all negative and upset about things and complaining?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't have to do that anymore.
Yes, you don't. You got running. You got yourself. You got a relationship. I saw the sweetest story, and I want to talk to you about interval training because you did interval yesterday. So Amy G is going to run tomorrow. She says she runs Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I was like, okay. So she ran 15 minutes yesterday. You said something. You have a relationship with your higher power, God. You know, people call God, whatever you call God, higher power, God, the great I am, whatever it is. So I saw this running video the other day, and it was about this girl is running, and she's like in the top of the race, and then she fell. And you're like, oh my gosh, come loose. She actually won the race after falling, and you had given me that verse the other day when we were leaving the show. What is it?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes, Philippians 4:13. And it was on that video. I was like, I was like, I need to show that to I sent it to her for an Easter card. Okay, so, you know, happy Easter works. But
I totally got it. She fell. No, she won. Yay!
Yeah, even when you fell, you win. So. But dominating my performance in running. So, you know, because we try to compete with others. And I think that it's not even about competing with yourself. It's like, I'm going to dominate my performance today and be the best version of myself I can be, right, with running.
Mm-hmm.
And you did interval training yesterday. So what was that for? Why do you do interval training 1 day a week, 2 days a week? How do you do it? So, because
you know what? This is how it happened. I signed up for my first half marathon. And I'm like, I'm going to run this thing.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. And then I looked into the training program. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get out there. It's very soon after I figured, oh, hell no, I ain't going to be able to run the whole thing. So I looked into the Galloway. And it really, because I was also suffering with some pains and stuff like that. And it prevents injury, and I was like, let's give this a try. And you can really play with the numbers, you know.
Okay.
Run 2 minutes, walk 1 minute, and
right.
I did. I've played. I've done run a minute, walk 30 seconds. It's all how you feel that day, so you can customize it to whatever you're feeling.
Okay, so you run. The Galloway running, because I've done that myself. Actually, a friend of mine gave me a book about it. So you go on and you find, like, instead of reading about the whole Galloway process, you look at their method, how they do it, like time, right?
So, the method. So you can actually punch it in the computer. You look up Galloway, and they say, hey, if you want to do a 10-minute mile, well, this is the formula that you have to do.
Okay.
So, no, I haven't done that in a while, but. You know, like I said, I fluctuate. My sister now, she was a walk 6 minutes and a run 1 minute.
Is this Emily? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like,
I'm
you know,
sorry.
Bless her heart. Okay. She's probably maybe in better shape than I am, but she's done a whole, she's always been an exercise guru since high school. And she's all running and talking, and I'm like out of breath, ready to dive a first mile. And I'm
right.
like, God, Emily, you threw this at me. I didn't even know we were doing this. And I'm like, that's right. I'm going to get my breath, and I'll be good. And usually the first mile, I'm cursing myself out saying, why am I out here? Like,
right.
This is crazy. And then by mile two, I'm like, I got my breathing. and I'm not talking. I'm letting her do all the talking. And 3 miles, done. And I felt great.
That's good.
You did, okay, so you guys did the interval, one run for 1 minute, walk for six. Is that right?
Yes. She's got some messed up legs. It's hard for her to stay walking only. She has to kind of change it up or she'll have, like, hip issues and stuff. But I was pretty impressed because, you know, it might have been walk 6 minutes and run 1 minute. But that 1 minute that she ran, she wasn't out of breath like I was.
Right.
So,
you know,
you're out there. You're still doing circles around people sitting on their couches. So it doesn't matter what you do. You're out there and you're moving your body.
That, I got to tell you something, and this is really, really, really important, okay, which I think. And they have a one out there. You did your first run or your first event was a half marathon, if I'm remembering correctly what you're telling me or saying, right?
Well, my longest was that half marathon. Vicky had done a Thanksgiving 5K 2016 with me.
Okay, I got you. Turkey trot, that's what we call them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I love the turkey trots because you got everybody out there and they're all dressed in families and dogs and, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So in the jingle trot, those are fun ones. And they're not really runs, they're family events. And, you know, so I was laughing when I took River out there for her first run on the jingle jog. It was so funny because she pooed and I was like, oh my gosh, I had bought bags, right? Because my dog was super nervous about all the other dogs. But you get to see some real fun people that run for, you know, just for pure joy. And there were some of you, yeah. So So you guys did the turkey trot, and then in 2016, did that wake up the desire in you to say, okay, I'm going to run more? Is that what happened?
Between that and then seeing the weight loss.
Okay, in the weight loss. All right.
I was like, I'm on to something here.
Right, and you did, and I know you were jogging with your baby carriage, right, because your little one was, what, a couple of years old maybe, or a year or something, I don't even remember.
Yeah,
and then you started doing that, and then you
I upped it. I did a 10K, but it was also fun because it was a 10K on the runway. So we did Dulles Airport, and it was really cool to be, like, out there running on the airport landing, you know?
Neat. Yeah, great. I ran in the zoo before they opened it. They let us run. We did a 5K in it, I think 5 or 10K, I don't remember now, but. Man, to run with all those animals, or like you said, like running on the runway was like wowzer, you know.
It's like not just the pavement, it's like the runway.
Yeah, the runway. Yeah, planes will be here a little later on today or whatever, you know, whatever that means. So, that's cool. So I like it. And the other thing is, it's something that this is something I've done too. You know, I have plantar fasciitis and I've really gotten over it. But one of the things that I do is twice a week because I like to running 6 days a week. I used to run 7, cut it back because when my injury. But now I got a really strong message in meditation to run a couple days a week on the treadmill. And I understand that why, because have you ever been afraid of running because it might hurt? Not that it will hurt, but you're so used to it hurting that it takes you a while to get over that. Do you know what I'm talking about, Melissa?
But, like, to get back out there? Because, it's scary.
Yeah, so...
when you haven't done it in a while and you were told you can't do any running for 6 to 8 weeks, and you're, like, the first time getting out there again, there's that little anxiety, like, oh, my gosh, can I do this?
Yeah, can I do this? Or even when you're running, you feel a little twinge, you're like, oh, it's not going back. But so I'm running twice a week on the treadmill, and then I'm running 4 days a week on the pavement because there's something about being out in nature, and you and I talked about that, so we really enjoy it. But the interval training you're doing is typically you're running 30 seconds or walking 30 seconds and running a minute, or how do you reverse that?
Run a minute and walk 30 seconds.
Okay, that's what you do because that's what I like doing too. Okay. And you do it without music. And do you prefer to run by yourself or with a friend?
You know, I'm not an avid talker, and I always say, hey, you know, like the one time we did the trail. There's a trail that goes the W some what anyway. It was it's a trail, and I was running with somebody. And yeah, she pushed me, which was good, but I'm not a talker, so it's like I just want to be in my head. So then you can't focus.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Me.
Okay, gotcha.
I like it by myself. I mean, it was nice to run with Emily yesterday, but like, I don't know. I like being in my head and thinking.
Right, right. Well, you and I have run together, me and Ford, and you in Virginia. So,
yeah.
You know, and but we didn't. We said, I go, okay, Emily. I mean, Melissa, I'll touch you in a, you know, when I get finished with a mile or two. I don't even remember now. And you're like, yeah, okay, we'll talk. And so we, you know, talked again on the phone. I called her back, and I was like, I'm cooling down, or I did this, and this is my mile, whatever. But I'm going to post my mileage on there. So you do it, you like it, and it works for you, right? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. And Melissa and I we're committed to running, and we're committed to this running club. And she's done some really great things. You guys got to go on there and see. Go run for fun fitness, and there's
yeah, gotta check it out. I know there's like all these hashtag things. I'm like 45, so I must be 45 going on 80 and clueless about some of the stuff. And my daughter's like, Mom, you got a hashtag thing. So I'm like, hashtag, what's that? So forgive me, I'm still learning the whole system, but I'm trying to get some good inspirational things out there. And of course, you know, there's a picture of me. So then you have a picture of, you know, you can see my voice, hear my voice and see my picture.
Yes, and a picture of us both out there. I'm going to put some more out there too as well. So if you guys want to put your numbers on there, make a post, please. We would love to see your stuff, okay, or comment and say, you know, and everything. So because or send us something that you want us to post, we will do it, okay. And have a good time with it too as well. So are you running today, or have you already ran, or what's the story there?
I would like to, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to fit in. It might be less than 3 miles, which I normally do, because it's just busy between work and kids and Girl Scouts here and Girl Scouts there and pick up and drop off and it gets a little nutso.
We gotta get you where you're working, strictly from home, and doing what you love and loving what you do. So anyway, I appreciate that. You are the best ever, and I know that you're having fun. I know your guy there, and your daughters, and then everything. I like it. And then from the couch to a 5K is a great one.
It's a great starter.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
A Mommy's Day, Mother's Day run, they have them here, and it's pretty hot in Fort Lauderdale. I'm sure they have them all over, so check it. Go to active.com. Excuse me. And
bless you.
Your little allergy here. And, you know, and then we've got the half marathon, and I'm going to try and run it with you guys, if that's cool, because I'm practicing myself. And any run today is better than a perfect run tomorrow. How about that? You know,
that's
so,
true.
You know, so anyway, any closing things before because we're almost out of time. Hashtag, what's your hashtags on the, for the gal? I saw that, by the way.
I try.
There you go. So go check her out. It's Julia. I can't remember. She's called Hurricane something. Anyway, you guys will love her. She's on our Go Run for Fun Fitness. Well, how are we going to close the show out there today, Melissa? You do it every day, every Tuesday.
Well, go run.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.